Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 41. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
It's a sad week in my life.
What is that, Scott?
Donald Driver has retired. Or will retire next week. He will not. It's sort of like they're having the official retirement ceremony on Wednesday.
I mean, he just wants. That sounds like an attention whore to me.
I should punch you.
I'm just saying. Scott, did you know that EA Sports, as always, simmed the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I assumed they would do that.
Why would they? Yes, and I mean, they didn't give us really much stats on it, which I thought they've done in the past.
That sounds right, too. Maybe we don't have the right link, but...
Possible. But they have the Ravens beating the 49ers.
All right.
Do you know what happened last night?
I do know what happened last night.
Well, folks, me and Scott, thanks to Rich Grisham's brilliant idea, played the first of our, I don't know what we're going to call them, championship games?
Sure.
Which we have dubbed... last night's Super Bowl game, That Sports Gamer Bowl, in which I was the Ravens and Scott was the 49ers.
How was this Rich's idea? Didn't he want to do it with the national championship game? That didn't happen, but then didn't someone say, oh, we should do that for the Super Bowl? I think that might have been me.
I mean, that's also highly possible, but you would not have said that if it wasn't for Rich.
True, true.
Hashtag Roll Tide. So, let's just give him the credit.
All right.
And so he's the one I'm mad at today. Because you absolutely destroyed me.
I did.
I know the answer to how many points I scored, and I don't know the answer to how many points you scored.
30?
Was it 30 to nothing? It was pretty embarrassing.
I think so, yeah. It was bad.
Like, I really don't even want to talk about it.
Hey, you had the one good drive with the long pass that was immediately followed up by the fumble on the goal line. That was just... the Madden gods were not in your favor.
Scott, all you're doing right now is bringing up very, very bad memories.
Okay, I'll be done.
And if you want to hear a very unhappy TJ talking, you can go to thatsportsgamer.com and find the post for That Sports Gamer Bowl.
Yes.
Because it was awesome because me and Scott got to do commentary alongside and talk about stuff, which is pretty awesome. And now kind of my new favorite thing. I think we should do that all the time. Like whenever you beat me in NHL, we will be sure to stream like that.
All right, I can live with that whenever we match up in the Triple Deke League, yeah. which is going to be brand new soon.
Yeah, so if you want to get in on that, that's sportsgamer.com/leagues. Click on the Xbox 360 case of NHL 13.
After I literally spent half a day figuring out how the offseason worked and GM connected, you just said, screw it, let's start over with all the new people.
I put it to a vote, and everybody else said screw it.
To be fair, I abstained, basically. I didn't care either way.
The offseason was a lot of stuff to do.
It wasn't a lot. The person who would have the biggest problem would have been Mr. Jeff Solomon, because he's the one who'd have to sit and do all the advancing.
True.
And it's probably not as bad as I make it sound if it weren't for the fact that I was trying to bang through it all in, you know, a day.
Yeah.
I literally, like, most of the advances in the offseason take at least 10 minutes. It was long enough that my Xbox dimmed the screen a lot of times.
That's not good. Speaking of other things that aren't good, I did not hit the stopwatch button on my iPad.
Oh, well.
So we might just talk for like 9 hours. But I guess when they download this, they'll already know how long it is.
Because it'll still be downloading if it were 9 hours.
The perks of living in the future, Scott. Speaking of living in the future, do you know what Madden would be called in the year 2024?
Not anymore.
Yeah, me neither. Because next year's Madden will be Madden NFL 25.
Is this going to be Madden from the future? I'm confused here.
I'm very confused. But yeah, next year will be Madden 25. Not Madden 14, 25th anniversary.
No, not like Madden NFL 25th anniversary edition. Just yeah. Madden NFL 25 as though it were 2025.
I mean, I would love to see the sales numbers from whatever 5 years ago was. Madden 06.
Actually, it was Madden 2005 was the 20th anniversary. It was the game that they did the anniversary edition with.
Right.
That doesn't seem right, does it?
I think you're wrong, Scott.
No, it was definitely Madden 2005. I had that copy for a little while.
Look, it was Madden 09. It was the 20th anniversary.
Oh, I'm thinking 15th.
Yeah.
Or something. Or that's right.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe 04, 05, something. That was the one with Ray Lewis, right?
Yeah. Wrong anniversary edition. My bad.
Right, because the regular was the Brett Favre edition.
Yeah, that was Madden 09.
All right.
And I remember I purposely did not buy the anniversary edition because it did not have Brett Favre on the cover.
Yeah, Jets quarterback Brett Favre.
As a Packer.
Exactly. So what I'm hoping is they go back to their roots and put Ray Lewis on the cover of this, if they actually have a player on the cover.
Well, they will have a player on the cover because they're putting it up to a vote again.
A cover vote?
Scott.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I need is more cover votes in my life.
But, last year it was a 64-person field, two players from each team. This year it's a 64-person field, basically one bracket of current players and one bracket of legends.
So it'll be a two-man cover, or it'll be...
That's a good... I was under the assumption it was a one-man cover.
Interesting. I mean, we could probably look up these things. This is why we have to read these stories.
I did read this story. It's just that I don't remember that. I could have sworn it was a one-person cover, but now I can't remember off the top of my head.
All right.
I remember thinking it's like, oh, God, it's like going to come down to like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Which, honestly, I think would be pretty epic. But
I'm pretty sure it will not come down to Brett Favre in any way, case thing.
No. Maybe 5 years ago, but...
Possibly. Well, he was on the cover 5 years ago, Scott.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that having already been on the cover for the 25th anniversary really makes a difference.
Exactly. Yes, I think it does.
Why?
I'm confused. What are we talking about?
Madden 25.
That's why I think Ray Lewis is going to be on it, because he was on the 15th anniversary. Ray Lewis and John Madden, just put them both there. Both great men. Some more questionable paths than others.
I would say that. Yeah. Well, John Madden should be on the cover, to be honest with you.
John Madden's not even in the game.
That's right. He has been totally stricken from the game, hasn't he?
My favorite John Madden quote is still from Madden like 8 years ago, and he was still in it. All right, so MLB 13, the show, Scott.
I am getting excited for this.
Are you finally? Why don't you tell me why you're getting excited then?
I think it's just, you know, the football season's winding down. Baseball, you know, what, pitchers and catchers report in like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting an exciting time for baseball, and the show is just that good that I can get excited for it. Like, I'm not even reading that much about it. Like, all the info they're releasing is in videos, and usually I'm at work and can't watch these things, so I don't bother.
Well, how excited are you that there are going to be Twitter feeds in the game?
Now they're just ripping off Madden. And honestly, I'm not... I have to see how it's implemented to see whether or not I care.
What if I told you they were real Twitter handles that were actually doing the tweeting? None of this fake, we made a new Twitter handle.
Well, didn't... In Madden, didn't they just use, like, the real Twitter handle with EA at the end?
I believe so. These are using the real Twitter handle. You know what? There is an outside possibility that it's actually using the real tweets.
Like, it's just going to pull in real tweets from those people?
Yeah, it actually is pulling in... real tweets.
Okay, so it won't have anything to do with your franchise mode or anything like that. But
correct. During the 2013 MLB season, a weekly roster update will be available for download. When those roster updates arrive, Twitter handles will also be updated. Simply by going to the MLB on Twitter option, users can cycle through all 30 teams' approved Twitter handles and view tweets in the timeline.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It's just sort of, you know, it's sort of an in-game shortcut to the team's Twitter handles. All right, I guess. That's one of those probably didn't take much to do, kind of cool. I might look at it, but that's, you know. It's cool, but I don't particularly care.
I think you're crazy, Scott. Mm. Are you excited for how the new hitting is going to work?
I couldn't watch the video. So I'm not entirely sure. Like, I remember Kat in her preview article talked about how they changed up the timing windows, and I guess I'm kind of excited for that, but I think I have to get my hands on it before I really know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they're going to have tendencies where if players hit more balls to the right side of the field, they're really going to hit more balls to the right side of the field now.
Right. That excites me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the way I play the show, I dumb the controls down where all I have to worry about is, do I swing or not? So
I mean, that's a bad idea, but
why
I have to guess location as well.
Okay, fine.
But it's gonna. I'm telling you, Scott, we're not playing with these easy controls in TSG Triple Play.
I can live with that.
Speaking of TSG Triple Play, if you want to play MLB 13 The Show with us, that's sportsgamer.com/leagues. Click the MLB The Show cover and sign up. I think, actually, with that, Scott, we already have a bunch of people.
Yeah, and I'm a little... It's much like the NHL League. I'm a little afraid of like getting it full, because I honestly don't think a full MLB league is going to work.
Oh, I think it's going to work amazingly.
I think you're wrong.
Well, right now, the whole AL East is taken, except for the Orioles.
And that's... All right, that's fine. But how many people do we have?
We have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people right now.
Okay, no, that's fine. Even if everyone is in all in one division in one case.
Nope. Yeah. We have at least one team in every division.
All right. Who else is in the Central with me?
You're in the Central?
NL Central, yeah.
Brewers? No, nobody. You are the one.
I am the one. Okay.
So if you would like to fight Scott in the NL Central.
Every other team but the Brewers is open.
Make sure you sign up, unless I switch to the Reds and then just destroy you, because that's kind of what I did last year. I don't even know what team I am. Oh, I'm the Braves with the Upmans and Jay Hay. I'm gonna destroy people with that team. Also reduced number of ground rule doubles.
I didn't realize there were too many of them.
Oh my God, Scott! If you don't get to a ball, it's usually a ground rule double.
Okay.
And the wind having less effect on the traveling ball. Thank God.
Again, more things I don't think I noticed that much. Maybe I should have, but I didn't.
When you were playing online, did you ever have games where guys would hit like 800 home runs to right field?
Oh, I didn't play online that much, so no.
Did you ever play a game where a team would have 800 home runs to right field? Because every once in a while I'd be like, oh, that was interesting. Hit pause and it's like 38 mile per hour wind blowing out to right.
I guess I never noticed it.
Did you ever hit a foul ball into the stands and then watch the shortstop catch it around second base? Because that has also happened.
Yeah, that I remember seeing. The ridiculously wild wind ball. I think one of the big things I want that I've been harping on for years, only because MLB 2K8 did it. Yeah, 2K8. The stadiums that have retractable roofs actually have retractable roofs.
No, that would be sweet.
But that has not happened. It's better than, I want to say, you know, after 2K8 had it, I think it was MLB 2K9 had Miller Park permanently closed. Mm-hmm. And at least in the show, it's permanently open. I can live with that.
Interesting. But, do balls fly out better when it's open or when it's closed?
I know there's a difference. But I don't know which way that goes.
Interesting.
But that would be cool if they would implement that. And then the other goofy thing is, it's always goofy when, you know, you're playing your season opener in April and it's like, you know, 50 degrees out, but you know, but the roof's open and it's a sunny day. And at least it's never rained.
They need to have snow. Because that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't happen in Milwaukee because they would close the roof, but yes.
But like Detroit?
Yeah.
Didn't they get snowed out like 2 years ago?
I don't know. I think, no, it was Cleveland that got snowed out. Because I remember then they came and played at Miller Park. And everyone kind of went on the whole, what was the movie with the Cleveland Indians? Name is escaping me right now.
I believe you're talking about For Love of the Game.
No. It was like a comedy movie. Bobby Uecker was in it.
Oh, I'm so tired, Scott.
Major yes, League.
The Cleveland
Major
Indians
League.
Would be Major League, not... Yeah. The Tigers that are in for love of the game.
Yeah, but, you know, there was a big joke because in that game it's the Indians, but they did all the... They shot it at the time, County Stadium.
Right.
So they kind of had some fun with that.
All right, Scott. So let's talk about the game that I am increasingly wanting you to get.
That I am increasingly deciding I'm not going to get.
Scott, don't you want new swing trajectories?
No.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 14?
Well, yes, but it's not enough to make me buy another Tiger Woods game.
Scott.
Get back to me. Get back to me for Tiger Woods 15, maybe.
Everybody, what I want everybody to do right now is go on thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon, buy something, kick me some affiliate credit, and so I can buy Scott's game.
It probably does come out around my birthday, for what it's worth.
I believe last year it came out on your
birthday. Last year it was on my birthday. This year, let's take a quick peek at the calendar. Yeah, this year it could be the day before my birthday.
If it comes, March 29th.
March 20th, that's a Friday.
March 26th.
Yeah, the day before my birthday.
March 29th is the worldwide release.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we'll have better shot shaping, trajectories, fades, you know, all that cool stuff.
I did read about the simulation mode where it takes away all the help. And
I mean, isn't that what we were playing on in last year?
Maybe. I still think it's hard to read a green without the grid on there.
Oh yeah. So what you do is you just aim at the hole, and you hit it as hard as humanly possible. Try to take the break out, and hope that your ball hits the back of the cup and drops in. Otherwise, it'll hit the back of the cup and probably roll a couple inches if you're lucky.
But I don't know. I think that, like, the simulation mode, I think they treat it as new, but I don't think an entirely aid-free mode is new to the game.
True. They're also adding sudden death playoffs if you guys are at a tie at the end of a tournament.
Oh, like, will you actually play against the other person? Like, you will see them take their shots and all that?
Scott, you ask these questions as if I have read these things.
I'll open it up. Because in the past, you've had playoffs.
We'll not show you your opponent's shot.
Oh, well, then that's not any different than the past either. They've had that.
You'll be informed of the result at the end of each hole.
Well, that's not any... They've had that in the past. That's not new.
But have they had playoffs?
Yeah. I know it's happened. Maybe they got rid of it for a year, but I know it's happened.
I don't know, Scott. Sounds pretty shady. I don't think Owen Good would be writing about it.
All right.
It says, at last, Tiger Woods 14 brings sudden death to life. Oh, get it? That's a play on words. Look, the game's career mode did not simulate playoff holes if your golfer finished in a deadlock with one or more others.
Huh. I could have sworn it did.
No. Or at least maybe not in career mode.
Maybe
the tournament simply ended, and you still got credit for victory.
Huh. All right. Well, I understand, though, why they wouldn't let you see your opponent's shot, because they can't guarantee it's going to be one of the licensed golfers in the game.
Also quite true.
Or they would have to, and that just wouldn't be as fun.
Scott, I really want you to get this game.
No, I gotta put my foot down
on this. Four!
Gotta put my foot down on this.
Killing me, Scott. If you want to play with me, I guess tweet at me. Maybe I will set up a thingy thing. I'm just pumped to play more Tiger Woods, believe it or not.
See, if I really want to play Tiger Woods, I'll go pick up 13 off my shelf over there.
No. I'm going to go to your house and break your Tiger Woods 13. I was smart enough, I gave my 13 away.
Yeah, I don't have anyone who would want it.
Yeah. Find someone. If you would like Scott's copy of the Tiger Woods 13, hit him up at Darth Obvious on the Twitter.
I'm not going right. to give it away.
Oh, Scott, this worked out brilliantly.
Okay.
So, NBA 2K14.
Ooh, the first time we're mentioning that this on this show?
Yeah, it's sad. I think this is one of the first times we're mentioning any of the NBA games, because we don't really play. apparently at Nice Kicks on Twitter, which is the premier spot for sneaker news, info, and history, had a great meeting with 2K Sports, getting ready for something major in NBA 2K14.
Okay.
So I hope that means there's going to be way more licensed sneakers.
Okay.
Scott, you need to get more excited about stupid licensing stuff like this. That's why I'm hoping. There was a story not too long ago about maybe there was going to be more licensed equipment in MLB the Show. And that got me excited.
Yeah,
I think you should be excited as well.
Nah, I just can't. It seems... To me, I go, How about you work on something that actually affects the gameplay and makes that better? Or online?
Scott, I don't know if you know, but sneakers make you jump higher, run faster, and other stuff.
Listen, I'm fine if all these sneakers give you in-game boosts, kind of like how NHL does it. But
I mean, that would be awesome. Maybe that's the thing. See, Scott, they're working on maybe something major in capitals. Major was all capital letters. So who knows? But let me tell you why that worked out so well. Scott Binns, do you know about this thing called Netflix?
I do know about this thing called Netflix.
This is one of the premier video streaming services where you can watch videos on literally, if you have an internet connection to something, you can almost definitely watch Netflix on it.
DSi, I don't think, has Netflix, but
No, but I believe the 3DS
does. The 3DS does.
The 3DS, the Wii, the Wii U, the PS3, the Xbox, my iPad, Kindle Fire. You might even be able to get it on BlackBerries.
Android devices, probably.
Android devices do. I mean, I literally think I have at least... also computers.
Yeah. Let's go with the most obvious here.
Pretty much anything you can watch Netflix on.
I think it even just comes installed on Blu-ray players now.
Some TVs have it built in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can go to thatsportsgamer.com/Netflix. I think you can get like a month-long free trial. But I can't see because I'm automatically logged in. Yeah, like a month. Do you know how many things you can watch in a month?
Quite a few.
Let me just throw out something that I actually recently watched. It was a 2005 documentary called Just for Kicks. About the sneaker phenomena and history. It includes self-confessed sneakerheads like Jam Master Kaz, Reverend Run, and Missy Elliott. It tells the story of the legendary Nike Air Force Ones, as they are called in New York, Uptowns. Also about the beginning of Air Jordans. The documentary also tells the story of how hip-hop pioneers DJ Run, Jam Master J, and DMC, and everyone wearing Adidas Superstars, had everyone wearing Adidas Superstars with their smash hit My Adidas. This actually came out the day after my birthday in 2005.
Cool.
And if you want to see some people that have a really bad sneaker buying problem, it's kind of the documentary to watch. And yeah, you can get a free trial at thatsportsgamer.com/Netflix. I highly recommend you do that and watch this.
I had some old guy at fencing practice today comment on how, everyone just wears sneakers now.
To fencing?
Oh, just every... Sorry, I couldn't get to the mute button in time. I was trying, and I clicked on Audacity instead of Skype.
Oh, well played.
Anyway, he commented how, back in the day, everyone just wore dress shoes as quote-unquote normal shoes. Now everyone wears, sneakers and tennis shoes as normal shoes.
Oh, yeah. It's, Scott, people used to wear suits to go on a plane.
Seems crazy to me.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Scott, let's get back to stuff that people may or may not care about.
So let's not further advertise Netflix?
We can. thatsportsgamer.com/Netflix for your 30-day free trial.
Okay, now.
So NCAA football has released the final 8 schools/players that will take the cover of the game if their school wins.
Okay, so now we've got cover athletes.
Yes, so that would require me knowing who these people are by picture, which I don't, so I'm just going to try to wing this. Denard Robinson, the Michigan quarterback, will be the cover athlete if Michigan wins.
Okay.
As my prediction will hopefully come true, Alabama's Eddie Lacy. Let's see. John Simon will be the choice for Ohio State.
Yay, two first names.
Jarvis Jones for Georgia.
Hey, I think I've actually heard that name before.
Tyler Effert for Notre Dame. Kenyon Barner for Oregon. Texas A&M. I don't know. This would help if I knew this. I'll tell you who it's not. It is not going to be Tommy Manziel. And I think people should figure that one out. Tyler Effert? Yeah, I don't know.
Is it because he's not graduating?
Yes, that is true. The answer is Ryan Swope for Swoop, maybe Swoop, for Texas A&M. I think that's all of them, right?
I wasn't counting.
Good job, Scott. Florida State. It's going to be EJ Manuel.
Yeah, none of those names jump out at me.
Yeah, which is why everybody should get on and vote for Eddie Lacy, who is, at the time of this recording, currently leading.
All right, then.
And I guess I have already voted for them. Yeah, as of right now, Alabama has 50,000 votes. 50,573 votes. And then in second is Michigan with 46,548. But yeah, a lot of people are really pissed that Tommy Manziel isn't the Texas A&M guy.
These people apparently don't understand how this works.
Yeah. There's a large class action lawsuit against having... just using people that are in the NCAA in their likenesses in the game, so...
How's that going?
I mean, there was a really big story about it.
Let me guess, we didn't read it.
I definitely did not read that, hence why I cut it from the rundown. Ah. But it looks like in about, I think, like 2 years, they might actually start having a case.
Okay. How does that work, like, in 2 years? Why not now?
You know how those things work. That's always like 6 months later. 6 months later keeps getting delayed. But yeah, if that goes through and Ed O'Bannon and the players win, I probably wouldn't expect NCAA football to exist anymore.
That would be unfortunate.
Because they'll end up having to pay a bunch to these players that were in the game. And then it would probably cost them so much they wouldn't even make the game anymore. And some of the proof that those people are trying to use against EA Sports to prove that they are, like, building the players' likenesses into the game,
yeah,
is that at some point EA Sports was trying to make a deal with NCAA football to get the actual players in the game.
Hmm. So because they wanted to, then they obviously just were anyway.
You know, pretty much.
Is that how I got this? All right.
That's pretty much how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and if that goes through and the players win, don't expect NCAA football, and you can definitely not expect NCAA basketball ever again.
Sigh.
That's pretty sad. Can we talk about something that's kind of not sad for you, kind of sad for me?
Okay. Now I'm not sure what we're talking about.
See this rundown? It would be the thing that is next on the rundown.
Okay, so last.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, apparently, it was rolled out to Call of Duty Black Ops 2 can now direct live stream your games to Twitch TV, which is, yes, what we're on right now live if you're listening to us.
Yeah, you can watch us live right now at twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer.
I do not at all care about Call of Duty games, but the idea of being able to live stream a game just from the game itself without needing any extra hardware or anything, mm-hmm, I love that idea. And
it's actually very simple to do in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you had the answer to that, because I do not have Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, it's questionable how good it is. Like, sometimes you have problems logging in and it drops off, so.
Okay.
But I haven't noticed any lag or anything in the game.
But the idea is awesome, and I just hope that this will come to more games. You know, in our case, specifically sports games, so we can, you know, broadcast these things, you know, live more easily. But
I like the way. Well, the one big downfall was, as we did with the That Sports Gamer Bowl, we were able to give commentary the way we did it using the capture card.
Would we not be able to do that with?
Right. With that streaming, all you get is the game audio. You don't even get the party chat or the people talking, which is good, because the people talking is really annoying.
That's true. But maybe that's something they could work towards.
Yeah. And I'm hoping...
And you could, like, pick which players, you know, are actually heard.
Yeah, or just your party.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, now that we actually have this That Sports Gamer Bowl thing working, I think we're going to do that a lot more. And I've already told some of my friends that I play Call of Duty with on Xbox that... figure out a way that we can do a Skype call rather than an Xbox Live party so that we can stream it and have everybody talk.
Okay.
And people hear us.
Okay.
Oh, look, we just got another player in TSG Triple Option.
Oh, nice. Oh, good for that.
I guess they must have heard us while we were talking here. How awesome is that? Yeah, so there is word that some of this kind of stuff, the streaming stuff, would be possibly built into the next generation consoles.
I could see that. I could see that.
That would be pretty sweet. Like, I'd be pretty excited for that.
It's still not going to make me rush out and buy one, but...
I mean, it makes me angry that I made my grandmother use a Christmas present on me for my Elgato capture card. Especially finding out, like, weeks later that this is a...
Oh, yeah, like, camp. Just a few weeks later.
But, you know, there's still limitations to what that can do. Like, how I said, it's just the game and game audio. But with the capture card I have, we can do the stuff on Twitch, like, have overlays and...
Yeah.
We can put videos of us playing in with the gameplay. I mean, it's awesome. I wish they would do more stuff. We'll see. I'm very interested to see where that goes.
Yeah, but I just wanted to mention it. If you got any good ideas for that, let us know.
Yes, actually, if you go to twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, you can see me and Greg Stewart play NHL and talk about that before we played the That Sports Gamer Bowl.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely do the Stanley Cup Finals. Maybe we can do some WrestleMania matches.
Look, Scott, it's a great idea. I'm not going to say that's a bad idea because that would be a lie. I will definitely do some MLB.
Yes, yes.
Which required me moving my PlayStation yet again. let's see. Scott Binns.
Do we have Twitter questions? I think that's a wrap.
We have a great Twitter question from at Carl J. Ward.
All right. Yeah, he hit it out of the park last week.
Yeah. He has asked us this week, what game series has improved the most on this generation? He thinks Madden and then FIFA.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm going to kick it to myself first.
Okay.
And say, I don't think Madden. I think Madden has been pretty consistent.
I don't know about that. I think the first couple of years of Madden on the next-gen consoles were pretty atrocious, actually. If you go back and look at them. At the time, I think we were all wowed by pretty graphics and...
I mean, that's possible.
Pretty graphics and stuff. But I honestly didn't think it was until Madden 10 that they really started to get it right. And that it was actually still more fun to play Madden on last-gen consoles.
Interesting. You know what I think the answer might actually be?
Hmm.
I think it's got to be NHL.
You know what? You are right. That is the answer.
Yeah. I can tell you which one has... degraded the most this generation.
How?
Aside from
games that don't actually exist anymore?
Yeah, it would have to be the MLB 2K series.
Yep.
At least for me.
Yeah.
Because in, like, 2K5, 2K6, 2K7, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the baseball game I was playing.
I remember ESPN and MLB 2K5. I loved that game. I think I still had it laying around somewhere.
And then from there, they just... slowly drop off. And don't get me wrong, I love the new pitching mechanic.
Yeah, that's...
If that was in a much better game, it would be awesome.
Yeah, that is the best thing that MLB has going for it, in my opinion. And it's probably what kept me hooked into the game for a little bit longer than I would have. Mm-hmm. Sort of anyway. But yeah, NHL has definitely come the farthest because I didn't even care about hockey. Like, I love hockey. I wanted to play hockey games, but I didn't care at all about hockey games until, like NHL 08, I remember, was the one where it's like, oh my god, this is awesome now.
I mean, I would also agree with FIFA.
Yeah.
That I didn't really play at the beginning of the generation.
Yeah, same here.
But I would actually, I would also shout out MLB The Show, because in like 05, was there even MLB 05?
I think I had MLB, the thing you gotta think about is this generation, and I think didn't they take a year or two before they got The Show out on PS3?
I don't know. But I'm gonna say... if I can type any faster. MLB, like, 05, The Show?
I remember it was when they actually started calling it The Show was when it started to get good.
Yeah, 06.
Because there 06. Were, yeah.
So, yeah, like, 06, 07 were, I wasn't excited about them, which is why I was playing 2K. So.
Exactly. I think that was the thing. It's like, well, 2K is good. I don't need a different game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the show, I think the answers are The Show and NHL.
Yeah.
Cause I guess
NHL, because like NHL 07 is when they started taking off, right?
No, it was 08. 08 was when they changed it up so that
yeah.
your stick was on the right stick.
Yeah, because it was the one with Eric Stahl, maybe?
I don't remember. But I think you have to look at it as most improved in that, you know, NHL 07, you know, those were bad games at that point. I remember like, they yeah. sort of had a stigma for not being very good. And, you know, maybe 2K was better. You know, not great, but a lot better. And it was like 08, and then NHL 08 happened, and 2K, like, got shell-shocked, and then, you know, NHL 2K was dead in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that speaks a lot to how much better the NHL game got at that point. And same thing with the show.
True.
Whereas Madden and FIFA, you know, I'll use FIFA as a better example. FIFA's a great game. And while it's improved a lot, I don't think it's made the same strides of improvement, maybe because it right. didn't have as far to go.
True. But yeah, from what, 2010 World Cup South Africa to now, that game has been, FIFA's been amazing.
Right, right. Whereas, you know, it's sort of a difference of, you got to have to look at it on a sliding scale of how far the game has come.
Yeah. I mean, and for me personally, it's like, I wasn't playing a lot of, like, Madden I have bought every year.
Yeah, like in the case of Madden, I'll say it hasn't made it, you know, it hasn't made it far enough from where it was.
Right.
Whereas, you know, maybe NHL isn't as good as, you know, maybe isn't as good as FIFA, but I think it's come from a lot farther back than FIFA right. was at the start of this generation. If that I makes agree. Any sense.
All right. So yeah, if you want to have your Twitter question right on the show, just tweet it to us at ThatSportsGamer or at Darth Obvious, which we'll say again in a few minutes.
Really quick, I mean, I just want to throw out what, like, we've been talking about the main sports games. I think you could argue UFC games have come a long way. You know, the UFC games that were released recently were amazing.
Oh, can I say WWE?
I
hated those other games.
All right, you know, the thing is that I think they did a good job of masking that they didn't really change a whole lot. Because I played those games every year. They've come a long way, but they still would have had, and it's, I, you realize I have to talk about this past tense now, they still would have had a long way to go, I think.
Because, hold on, let's see, what was the first, the first SmackDown vs. Raw 2000 was on Xbox. And SmackDown vs. Raw 08 was on PS3.
That's right. 07 was on Xbox 360. I think the problem with those games is that for a couple of years, they were still, you know, trying to be nice to the PS2. Like, they're really...
Well,
like,
yeah.
The only difference...
Yeah, up to SmackDown vs. Raw 11, it was still coming out on the PS2, the PSP.
Yeah, and they really didn't... they didn't do a whole lot to differentiate between the two games other than graphics.
Yeah, and then 2012, WWE 12 came out, and they kind of were a lot better than all those other games.
Yeah.
Because I remember all I could do in SmackDown vs. Raw is I could run at you, slide through your legs, and then punch you in the back of the head.
That sounds like Know Your Role, SmackDown 2.
It's possible.
Tiger Woods? I don't know.
Tiger Woods has been kind of... I feel like it's... I mean, Tiger Woods is...
It's like Tiger Woods doesn't know what it wants to be.
It's such a conundrum.
Remember for a couple of years, and I think they got rid of it just this last year, the GamerNet feature where you could try and match people's shots and stuff?
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Remember when each golfer had their own swing?
Yes.
I think Tugger still kind of has his own swing, but when you would create a character, there were like 15, 20 swings to pick from.
Let's see, we didn't talk about NBA 2K much, but I think they've gotten so good so gradually that it's hard to see.
Yeah, but that's more over the last 3 years they've been... Amazing. But those first... I don't think NBA 2K7 was that great.
I didn't play anything, but the first one I played this gen was 2K10.
Yeah.
And I always knew the game...
I think by then, it's already to the point where it's getting really good.
Right, right. But it seems like 2K11 with Michael Jordan was the one where everyone kind of went nuts. And I think it was partially over Michael Jordan. Yeah. What other sports have we had semi-regularly? I don't know if boxing's really made any real strides. Fight Night.
Nah, they went for the story mode thing more, but
yeah.
Other than that, controls pretty much since the PS3 started, the controls have been pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's definitely probably been the best generation for sports games. I mean, now that they've added it.
Oh, I don't know. I would say NES. That had a ton of sports games. I mean, quantity over quality, but.
Well, the thing with an NES sports game is that when it was good, it was good.
Yeah.
You know, like in Tecmo Bowl. But you got to think that, you know, now we've got these online leagues, and now you can play game. You know, you can play a hockey game where you're, you know, with 12 other people where you're all playing in one position. And stuff like that that I think even at the beginning of this generation just sounded absolutely crazy.
Right. All right, that's good. Are we done about that? Are we done with that?
Yeah, that's it. I wanted to look at. I just wanted to look at some of the other sports too.
College lacrosse wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Xbox Live.
If it wasn't for indie games, basically.
Yeah. So let's. We got a couple iTunes reviews yet.
Oh, we did. All right.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we got two on consecutive days.
Nice.
iGeek88 wrote, listen to the episode about the PS Vita, and you will want to buy one. Brad SBG wrote, that Sports Gamer Show is an easy listen with informative updates about... wow. I mean, this would help if I read any of these words correctly. That Sports Gamer Show is an easy
listen.
Easy lispin, with a lisp in it, with informative updates from the sports video gaming world. They mix things up with different guests at times, and the banter is not only educational, but pretty darn funny. I mean, that's a smile
funny.
On my face.
We're funny!
I know. By God, people like us. Hey, and if you like us, you can actually do so on facebook.com/thatsportsgamer and give us a like. Or you can listen to our witty banter and be funny on Twitter. I'm at ThatSportsGamer. And Scott, where are you?
At Darth Obvious.
I've only mentioned it like 8 times, so.
Yeah.
I think they would know by now. Other than that, you know, stay tuned to ThatSportsGamer.com, twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer.com. Scott, I always run down this whole list. If you go to ThatSportsGamer.com, scroll down on the right, there's a little section that says Around the Net, and there's a whole bunch of icons.
There's a lot of links.
There's Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube. What is this? Tumblr. I just wrapped up my 31 hats in 31 days.
We're on everything now.
I mean, there's links to my PlayStation ID, my Xbox ID, my Raptor ID, my gamer rank, link to Twitch. Stitcher, if you prefer to stream your podcasts, we're on Stitcher. If you want to get RSS updates, because I love Google Reader. You can also email us, fans at That Sports Gamer Show. You can send questions in there, too. That would require me to remember the password and then go check that email from time to time.
Oh, and I wanted to do this at the beginning of the show, and I totally forgot. I would like to congratulate Mr. Jay Harbaugh on winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Great job, Jay Harbaugh. Your team played extremely well.
We record on Saturday, we release on Monday. The Super Bowl will have happened by now.
I guess we should talk about that time when I was like, hey, Scott, when do you want to record this? And I was like, you were like, Sunday morning works. I was like, why Sunday morning?
I don't know. Right. There's nothing going on Sunday night.
I mean, I was more excited for That Sports Gamer Bowl 2013. ThatSportsGamer.com/ThatSportsGamer-Bowl-2013.
I really hope the real game is better than that.
Yeah, because I want the Ravens to win and not get blown out like I was myself.
I think I've decided I'm at the point where I don't care who wins. No, you know who wins? The Harbaugh parents.
Yeah.
They win.
Jay Harbaugh. Good job, Jay Harbaugh.
Oh, so we had a story on the news last night about a reporter in New Orleans just sort of randomly interviewing people on the street. Ran into Colin Kaepernick's parents, had no clue.
Well played.
Was just like, so do you have family in town? Yeah, there's like 15 of us. Like, wow, that's a lot of people. Like, so do you want to tell them? Like, oh, you're his parents, aren't you? Yeah.
Literally, if I was on the street, I wouldn't know Colin Kaepernick's parents from.
Yeah, I know. It was you know, he felt like an idiot. I'm like, well, why would you? You know, if Aaron Rodgers' parents walked into my house right now, I'd have no clue.
True.
Even if they were wearing jerseys.
Yeah, because then they would just be matching you. All right, Scott. Shall I do this again next week without you?
Yeah, you have to do it next week without me.
All right, well then, for Scott, I'm TJ, and we'll see you again next week on another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.